So thank you for joining me today. Over the past 6 weeks, Pennsylvanians have come together like never before to fight the spread of the 2019 novel coronavirus. We have given up a lot. We've given up festivals and conferences, concerts. We've given up going to restaurants. We've given up going to bars. We've given up watching and playing sports. And we've given up just going to the store to browse. We've given up visiting our loved ones. We've given up so much. And it has not been easy. But it has paid off. Our new case numbers have stabilized. And we have prevented the patient surges that we were all so concerned about and that we've seen in other places. Pennsylvanians have made sure our hospitals were not overwhelmed. But we have done this at a cost. And today, I want to announce that we are taking small steps toward regaining a degree of normalcy in Pennsylvania. First, we're allowing curbside pickup at the state stores, at the wine and spirit stores. And because of Senate Bill 841, auto sales will now be allowed to take place online. And beginning May 8th, we will allow for limited construction statewide, again, with strict guidelines for social distancing. Now, I want to caution that this is not going to be resuming operations as they were in February. We still do not have a vaccine. We still don't have an antibody test, and we still don't have a way to cure COVID-19. Without continuing to take precautions, we're all going to see a resurgence of this deadly virus, so we cannot relax. We're going to continue to take precautions that limit our physical contact with others, cutting down the number of transmission links while we move toward an opening on May 8th. Already, businesses have stepped up, and they've made changes to cut down on contact between customers and workers. And we're going to carry on with those changes, and we're going to allow more of those things to go on as businesses reopen. Right now, many grocery stores, pharmacies, and general goods stores are offering curbside pickup. We're going to expand this option to include, as I said earlier, 176 wine and spirit stores. We'll closely monitor this to see if this can be done safely, while limiting person-to-person contact, not just at the stores, but throughout the supply chain. This is going to help us determine if curbside pickup can be more broadly applied to a much more diverse retail landscape, as well as to other industries. We have also seen many businesses take advantage of online capabilities to cut back on the contact with clients. Later today, I will be expanding the businesses that can take advantage of technology by signing a bill allowing for online notary services, which once again is allowing for online car sales. Finally, and again, beginning on May 8th, we are allowing for limited construction operations, again, with strict guidelines statewide. In the coming days, we will build on the standards I outlined last Friday and discuss how Pennsylvania plans to move forward with a measured region by region and a sectoral approach, business by business, all starting on May 8th. These standards are data-driven. They're going to be reliant on quantifiable criteria to drive a targeted, evidence-based, regional approach to reopenings in Pennsylvania. We will put forth guidance and recommendations for employers, individuals, healthcare facilities, and providers for assured accountability when we reopen. Reopening will require that adequate personal protective equipment and diagnostic testing are available. Reopening will require a monitoring and a surveillance program that allows the Commonwealth to deploy swift actions for containment or mitigation if that becomes necessary. Protections for vulnerable populations, such as limitations on visitors to congregate care facilities and prisons, they will remain in place and steadfast throughout the reopening process. And limitations on large gatherings unrelated to occupations must remain in place for the duration of the reopening process. The steps we're taking today are not a sign that we should abandon social distancing. We absolutely should not. COVID-19 is still very, very much a threat to all of us. And we still need to do our part, each and every one of us, to cut back on our physical interactions with others in order to eliminate the transmission, the spread of this disease. There is still a statewide stay-at-home order, and that's going to last through May 8th. You must only travel if needed. For our businesses that are open, we've implemented guidance to protect employees and customers. All that stays in place. But we also need to have hope, all of us. Hope that we're going to be able to soon resume many of the activities that have come to a halt, even if when we resume those activities, they're in a different form. We need to have the hope that Pennsylvania's economy will soon bounce back and be strong again. We need to have hope that we'll soon be able to be with the loved ones we haven't seen personally in 6 weeks. This pandemic has not been easy on any of us. If we stay strong and continue to work together by staying home when possible, practicing good hygiene at all times, we can get through this. We will get through this. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Governor, and thank you for joining us today. As of 12 a.m. this morning, we have 948 new cases of COVID-19. This brings our statewide total to 33,232 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Pennsylvania in all 67 counties. As we discussed yesterday, we're looking for trends in our data over several days to determine more definitively if our positivity rates are declining. Approximately 1,652 of our health care workers are part of that total cases in terms of testing positive for COVID-19. As of noon today, hospitals are reporting that approximately 3,057 patients are currently hospitalized due to COVID-19. This is slightly less than 10% of our total case count. 645 of those hospitalized are currently using a ventilator or a breathing machine. Across our healthcare system, approximately 42% of hospital beds, 36% of intensive care unit beds, and nearly 70% of our ventilators are still available. Tragically now, there have been 1,204 Pennsylvanians who have died due to COVID-19 since we reported our first case in March, and all of those deaths are currently in adult patients. We have been working with our colleagues at the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency to develop a map that shows not only county positive and negative case counts, but actually zip code level counts as well. That map is now available on our website at health.pa.gov. What's important to remember about this information is that if there are a lower number of confirmed cases in your zip code, it doesn't mean that it is safe to resume your normal activities, discontinue social distancing, or go out without a mask. We know that everyone who has had COVID-19 has not been able to be tested, especially if they have no symptoms or very mild symptoms. We know that people can have COVID-19 and never develop symptoms. So when you go out to a life-sustaining business or activity, you need to wear a mask. And I'm going to show you how. If you're buying masks, purchase from a small business and save medical masks, the N95 masks, the surgical masks, for healthcare workers. If you're making a mask at home, consider buying materials online to avoid having to go out. And construct your mask out of two layers of tightly woven 100% cotton fabric. Now, clean your hands with an alcohol-based, let's see if I get it out here. There you go. Hand sanitizer or soap and water before putting your mask on. Don't wear a mask if it's still damp. Your mask should fit snugly around your mouth and your nose. Let's see if I can get this right. If your mask has a metal wire, it should be fitted to the bridge of your nose. Avoid touching the mask while using it. But if you do touch your mask, then wash your hands or use hand sanitizer after touching it. When taking off your mask, don't touch the front. Your mask should be discarded or washed after every use. You should immediately wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds after removing it, or use hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Now remember, in terms of using a mask, my mask protects you, and your mask protects me. Now here are my daily reminders. Please wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or of course the time it takes to sing Happy Birthday twice. And use hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Cover any coughs or sneezes with your elbow, not with your hands. And try not to touch your face, especially after touching surfaces. Clean surfaces frequently. And if you have to go out for life-sustaining activities, as we've been discussing, wear a mask if you're going to come in contact with others. These everyday prevention measures can help slow the spread of the dangerous virus COVID-19. And it gives hope to our families and our communities that we can and will recover together. If you have questions about your health, please contact your health care provider. If you have mental health needs and need mental health resources, please contact the crisis text line by texting PA to 741741 or call the statewide support and referral helpline at 1-855-284-2494. Again, 1-855-284-2494. For the most reliable information related to Pennsylvania's response to COVID-19, please visit our website at health.pa.gov. And what is most important for Pennsylvanians to remember is please stay calm, stay home, and stay safe. And now the governor and I are pleased to answer questions.
Thank you, Secretary. Our first question is for you. From BeaverCountyRadio.com, do you think the mask and glove requirement will be heeded?
So there actually is not a glove requirement, and the governor and I strongly feel that Pennsylvanians want to do the right thing, and Pennsylvanians will do the right thing. And then when they're going out, they will wear a mask, and that businesses will require masks when customers are coming into their business.
From WNEP, when you click on the link to pre-register for testing at the Luzerne County testing site, it directs you to a RedCap Cloud website. Do people looking to get tested need to click join and create an account with RedCap in order to sign up for testing?
I believe that that is correct. You have to click on that and join RedCap, which is one of our contractors, to then sign up for testing.
And then from WBRE, what is being done to prevent people who come to the test area from stopping at area businesses?
Well, so there have been very, very carefully designed traffic patterns so that people will come off the highway and go direct, if they're going to be tested, be sent directly to that site in the parking lot, and then after testing, directed right back on the highway and to avoid going to shopping. And as we mentioned yesterday, if you're getting tested at this site, then it means by definition that you have symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19. That means that you need to isolate yourself after the testing, go right home, and wait for the results. So going shopping after that time, it would not be prudent and could be dangerous and spread the virus. So people will be directed right to the highway, and then please go home.
From WBRE, how can you tell How can you tell people who don't have access to the internet, how can they pre-register for testing?
Well, so you don't have to have a computer. You could actually do it right on your smartphone. And if you have an email address, then you can register. At this time, actually, unfortunately, if you don't have access at all, either through a smartphone or computer, and you don't have an email address, we don't have an ability to register.
Thank you, Secretary. The next question is from the governor, for the governor. Governor from WNEP, what do you say to those mom-and-pop stores that specialize in items that are also sold at big-box retailers, such as Lowe's and Home Depot? Those larger stores have remained open and are selling everything in their inventory, while many of the small businesses have been forced to close under your order.
Actually, I think the hardware stores, the smaller hardware stores, as well as the Lowe's and Home Depot, have stayed open.
Okay. And from the Philadelphia Inquirer, President Trump said he was going to have a call with governors regarding testing today. Did that call occur yet? And if so, any updates on the Commonwealth's testing abilities or more resources that might be coming from the federal government?
Yes, that call actually took place at 11 o'clock. It wasn't with the president, it was with the vice president, and it was all about testing. And both the Secretary of Health and I were on that call. And again, the challenge we all have is to get increased testing capacity. Pennsylvania is in pretty good shape when it comes to platforms. We need the reagents, we need the test kits, and I think that's the sort of general cry from other states. So we all expressed that hope today that we could move toward that, and the vice president assured us that the federal government was moving as quickly as possible toward that end.
From WNEP, a business owner asks, if we have employees that are currently laid off and we call them back to work, and they tell us that they don't or won't come back because they're getting paid more with unemployment and the $600 bonus in a week that we're paying them, what can we do? Can their unemployment be revoked?
No. And as a former business owner, if you ever face that kind of situation, there's one really simple thing you can do as a business owner, and that is raise the compensation of your employees.
From the Philadelphia Inquirer, I understand protesters began arriving at the Capitol this morning. What have you seen in terms of social distancing?
I actually have not seen protesters at the Capitol this morning. So I'm just hoping that obviously this is a democracy. Everyone has a right to express their opinions. I'm just hoping that they, like every other Pennsylvanian, recognizes that we want to keep each other safe. So social distancing is part of that proposition.
Do you have any updated message for those who are gathered, WPXI and The Inquirer both asking?
Stay safe. You mean in terms of the protest?
In terms of the protest.
Yeah, please stay safe. We want you to be safe. That's what we're trying to do here. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to keep Pennsylvanians safe, and that includes you.
And then The Inquirer also asks, a woman was arrested on Friday in New Jersey for organizing a similar gathering. Will you be enforcing the governor's orders in any way during this event today?
No.
My next question is for Secretary Levine. Secretary, from WBRE, the transit system in Lackawanna County is claiming they are exempt from the order requiring employees and customers to wear masks. As of this morning, the bus system explains that the state only highly recommends masks on buses. Is their explanation correct?
So we have not required passengers on public transportation to wear masks, but we would strongly recommend that they wear masks. And again, my mask protects you and your mask protects me. And if we're all wearing masks, then the community is more protected.
WBRE also asks, if so, why are riders in enclosed buses not required to wear protective masks?
So the requirement was to protect the workers in stores, particularly food-related stores, but other stores, and protect the staff and the employees in life-sustaining businesses. So we have not extended it at this time to public transit.
From CBS3 in Philadelphia, how many congregant care homes have been cited, and can you outline the nature of the potential violations most commonly observed?
I don't have that statistic in terms of how many long-term care living facilities have been cited, but we can look for that information.
CBS also says that their emergency officials are telling them that the emergencies are no longer in hospitals but in nursing homes. And how is the department responding to that?
Well, we have been talking about for a number of days and weeks now about the vulnerabilities of seniors in long-term care living facilities, or the congregate living facilities that have been discussed. So hospitals, as the governor said, are doing well. We know that the hospitals, particularly in the southeast, in Philadelphia and some of the collar counties, have higher census rates and higher ICU rates. But so far, they are doing well. We're making sure that they have enough beds, enough staffing, making sure they have enough personal protective equipment and everything they need to take care of the number of COVID-19 patients that we're seeing. But the long-term care living facilities are very challenged. And this has been true throughout the United States and in other areas of the world. You have patients with close living conditions. You have individuals that are seniors who are more vulnerable to COVID-19. Many, if not most, have comorbid or other medical conditions, which makes them more vulnerable. And it's a real challenge. So our department, working with PEMA and Department of Human Services and Department of Military Veterans Affairs, we're doing everything we possibly can to help these long-term care living facilities. We had issued guidance for long-term care living facilities a month or more ago. We have updated that guidance. We have also issued the guidance from the federal government, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We are working with to make sure that they have enough personal protective equipment. We are making very frequent phone calls with many long-term care living facilities and doing infectious disease consults, and then we have a firm, ECRI, who is also doing those infectious disease consults. In addition, the National Guard has sent a number of medical personnel to some of the most challenged nursing homes and personal care homes. So it is our most vulnerable population, and we're doing absolutely everything we can to protect the patients living there and the staff that work there.
Thank you, Secretary. The next question is for the governor. Governor, from Spotlight PA, the White House issued guidelines last week for reopening states, recommending that before beginning a phased reopening, there should be a downward trajectory of documented cases within a 14-day period and a robust testing system in place. Are you setting similar benchmarks for Pennsylvania? And if yes, what are they?
Yeah, we haven't set the specific guidelines, but those are the kinds of things that are absolutely important. That's why today's conference call with the Vice President was so important. We need to build our testing capacity, and we need to see, we have seen a flattening of the rate of increase. It's too early, as I keep saying, I think the Secretary keeps saying, to declare victory, but we're making progress. My hope is that by a certain date, we are giving ourselves, we are disciplining ourselves to say by a certain date, May 8th, we will have in place the ability to do the testing we need in the areas that we open, that we will have the ability to actually, we will have all the capacity we need in our healthcare system, that we will have those things. And the goal is to say, okay, we're going to do this right. If we are making this decision based on evidence, and we see evidence that says we were moving too fast in this area or in this business sector, we can retreat. The goal is to keep Pennsylvanians safe, but we also want to give ourselves hope, and we want to start this process back as soon and quickly as we can.
Governor, from Penn Live, retailers are asking if they'll be able to offer curbside pickup orders now that liquor store is doing so. Do you plan to consider that request?
I think we're going to consider a whole lot of things as we move toward that May 8th gradual opening. Again, I think from a common sense point of view, that is going to be harder to do in, say, densely populated areas than it will be in more sparsely populated areas. So we don't want to do curbside pickup in urban areas if that's going to lead to more traffic congestion. So we've got to be, I think, do what we've done as we moved into this phase, the mitigation phase. We did this in a reasoned, common sense way here in Pennsylvania, and I think it's working. And I think what the plan is now is to move out of this stage in an equally measured and common sense way. And we'll do that in every thing that we consider.
Governor, from WESA, Phase three of your plan for reopening Pennsylvania reads like a progressive campaign platform, particularly in the recovery for Pennsylvanians section. What is your response to critics who say you are capitalizing on this pandemic in order to push a liberal agenda?
Well, no, I'm actually trying to get Pennsylvania back to the place it needs to be. And what I was talking about was a place, one of the questions that came up earlier, if you're concerned about losing employees because they could make more in unemployment, you need to pay them more. If we have employees, when we start opening businesses back up, who are reluctant to come to work, or customers who are reluctant to come to buy stuff, it means that we've got to do things to think maybe more of other people. That's the way the market will work, and I think that will inevitably lead us to have maybe a greater concern for our fellow citizens of Pennsylvania.
Governor, from News Talk 104.1, Governor Wolf, we're hearing from legislators during the protest today asking you to rescind your orders. What is your response to them?
I'm not sure what they're talking about.
The state home orders, to rescind the state home orders.
Yeah. I think everybody wants to get through this phase as quickly as possible. And like anybody else, if I could snap my finger or wave a magic wand and get to a place where we're back to where we were in January, I'd do it in a heartbeat. The question we all have to face is, what's the reality? If we go too quickly, this could be unsafe for people. If we don't go too quickly, there might be very many people who just don't want to go to work because they're afraid for their life. They don't want to go to buy things to a store because they're afraid for life, to go to a restaurant. These are the realities. So as much as we might dream of a magic wand, it doesn't exist. And what we have to do is figure out how to make choices among competing, really unappetizing choices.
Governor, from WQKY Radio, self-employed individuals are reporting issues with the online system. After the application is filed, they cannot make a weekly claim. Others who had wages from a previous employer but now have their own business are not able to file as an employee or an owner. When will this be fixed?
The new system for self-employed and gig workers just went up on Friday night at 10 o'clock. I think the instead of going into, which I think you could have said maybe you should try this out, go into sea trials, the Department of Labor and Industry wanted to get this out as quickly as possible. So it went out. There are inevitable challenges and problems in getting through, and the Department of Labor and Industry is working through that. There is a crush of people who are filing for the very first time. The old unemployment compensation system did not allow for gig workers or self-employed folks to get unemployment. Now they can. A lot of people are signing up. We have the new technology. We're trying to make it work as well as we can. So as of Friday night, you actually can get that. But again, there is a real crush of demand, and we're doing everything we can to meet the demand and turn things around as quickly and conveniently as possible.
Governor, I have Capital Wire and Public Source both asking about the May 8th date. Do we plan to end the state home order on May 8th? And is it a tentative date, assuming that there are no virus flare-ups before the 8th?
No, May 8th, that's a target date. Now, the question is how we do it. We'll do it by region, and that means that if we open in Cameron County, for example, that does not mean that we're closing or ending the restrictions, the things that people ought to do in Philadelphia. And by the way, when we open up on May 8th, even if it's in Cameron County, people are still going to have to exercise caution. Staying home is still the best way to stay safe. Absent a vaccine, which we don't have now, absent a cure, which we don't have now, those are the kinds of things we need to do. Social distancing will remain important. Life is going to be different on the other side of this. So, again, we're going to go as fast as we reasonably can. We're going to take the same measured approach to reopening as we took to closing. It's still, as it did then, it will still rely on individual Pennsylvanians, wherever we open, making reasoned, intelligent choices. We're going to do this in a regional basis so that once we open, if we open in a rural area, that does not mean we're ending the shutdown, the stay-at-home orders for places like Philadelphia.
Secretary, our last question is for you. From the Associated Press, coroners seem to think that there are victims of COVID-19 who died and have not been tested, meaning that the true death toll isn't known. Would you agree with that?
I think that, in fact, this weekend, yesterday, we did a look at merging different data systems. So we're going to be working on merging and updating our data systems, making sure that we count as much as possible every patient that died of COVID-19. And we look forward to working with the coroners on that to make sure that our counts are as accurate as possible.
Thank you, Secretary. That concludes our briefing for today. Thank you, Governor, as well. We will bring you our next briefing tomorrow.